to say, hey guys, day 47 of doing the same thing with zero visible results. And I'm genuinely not sure if anything is really fucking working. Nobody makes a reel about that boring ass Tuesday where they showed up and it felt like they were talking into the void and the numbers didn't move and the response was nothing. And they packed up and went to bed and did it again the next day anyway. You see the launch, you see the milestone, you see the before and after, you see the moment that shit clicks and the audience found it and the revenue shifted and the person is standing there saying, I can't believe this is my life. You do not see the 437 unremarkable repetitions that happen between starting and that moment. You do not see the part that actually builds shit. You only see the part that looked good enough for people to post. And because you only see the posted version of other people's building, you have a completely distorted picture of what building actually looks like from the inside. You think something is wrong with you because the middle of your building doesn't look like someone else's bullshit curated highlight reel. You think the quiet, grinding, nobody's fucking watching you part means that the shit isn't working. You think the fact that you were on day 47 with nothing big to show for this is evidence that you should stop. And the truth is, it's not evidence of anything except that you're in the part that nobody posts about. And the people who built the shit that you admire, they were in this part once. The difference is that they didn't stop here. They didn't stop here. Welcome to Listen Bitch Podcast. I am Brandon Lynette, Voice Authority Podcast Coach. Your mess is your message. Your potential is your purpose. And it's time for you to get the fuck over yourself and go build something. And today we're just going to talk about that part of building that nobody glamorizes and absolutely everybody goes through. The repetition. The very unsexy, unglamorous, unremarkable, nobody's fucking watching, the metrics aren't moving shit, is this even working question every single day. We're going to talk about that boring middle section of all the shit that is worth building. I've spent my life in the middle. I am in the season of being in the middle. Big changes, big things in the middle. And this show is going to exist because I watch people quit around me constantly. And they haven't even tried as many times as I have. I've tried, failed, got knocked down, got my ass kicked in the arena, got back up, started over. My whole life is like a series of starting over, a series of being in the middle, a series of whatever you want to call it. And I look around and someone tries something once and they quit. They quit here in the boring part of this. They're not even quitting when fear is fucking loud and scary in the beginning. Not at the hard moments that really make enough impact that they have a clear narrative arc. I'm talking about in the middle, in the quiet, in the part that just looks like a boring ass Tuesday. We're not quitting in the middle anymore. That's what we're going to talk about. And before we go in, today is brought to you by Super Patch, Boost today. Because the very unsexy stages of repetition require real, sustained energy, not the motivational spike that shows up on day one and vanishes by day three. Boost is pure, sustained energy. No crash, no stimulants, zero ingredients. It's the energy to show up on the very unsexy, unremarkable day when nothing is happening and the work still has to get done. All of my patches are obviously drug-free, made in the USA. This is vibrotactile technology working through your nervous system, and I have the link in the show notes for you guys. So when we're talking about what does the middle look like? Because when we're building the beginning, and you know this, it has its own kind of energy because the decision is fresh and the excitement is real. And you're telling people about it. You're setting up systems. You're recording the first episode, or you're writing the first post, or taking the first steps. Everything feels like it has the potential, and the potential feels so exciting. And you can imagine the shit that you're building from here. You can picture it. You can see it. Like, you can touch it. You can taste it. It's right there. And those big moments have their own energy too. The crisis that tests whether you're really committed, or the setback that requires you to figure your shit out, like who you actually are. Those moments are hard, but they're legible. They make sense as part of a story. You can narrate them. You can find the meaning in them. You can post about them. That shit's relatable. But the middle, y'all, it has none of that. The middle is just the Tuesday, and then Tuesday again, and another Tuesday, and it's Groundhog Day, and it's kind of mundane. And these days continue to come one after the other, and it feels excruciatingly slow, like you're stuck in the quicksand, in the molasses. This is about that podcast episode that gets 14 downloads. Not zero, 14, which means people are finding it, but slowly. And none of the people who found it have said shit to you yet. And you can't tell from the numbers whether this shit's working or whether you're building something real or if anyone even actually fucking cares. Just 14. And then you do it again next week. The content that performs okay, but not remarkably. The week where nothing will break through. The month where the audience maybe grew by 37 people, which is real growth, but nobody throws a party for 37 people. And it's hard to feel the momentum when you're inside of it. That's the messy middle. That's the messy middle. It is lonely. No one's patting you on the back. No one's holding you accountable. There's no accolades. You are alone. You're on a deserted island and you're doing this alone. That's what building shit actually looks like from the inside. And nobody talks about it. Because it's not a fun hack. It's not five steps to make shit happen. It doesn't have a good caption. There's not shit to say. Inside, you're fucking terrified. You're like, is this really working? But you know, if you keep doing the work, what's gonna happen 90, 100, a year from now? And your brain is expecting a return proportional to the investment. That's not a flaw. That is how reward systems work. You put in the effort, the brain expects a signal that the effort was worth it. Dopamine fires to confirm the behavior, and the motivation to continue gets reinforced. That is the most basic neuroscience, and that's the mechanism behind every habit and every addiction and every sustained behavior a human being engages in. The problem with building something from scratch is not the reward signal doesn't come proportionally or predictably in the early stages. You put in significant effort and the reward is small. It's very delayed, inconsistent. And the brain is looking for confirmation that this is worth continuing. It's the same thing of like your weight loss programs. There's not a reward that comes fast. There's a lot of very long, unsexy moments where you're like, is this working? Is this worth continuing? And the data is just ambiguous at best. No clear dopamine spikes are coming, no clean confirmation, just the work. And then you get rewarded with more work. And then a small signal that something might be happening, just a little tiny sliver. I feel like I get little tiny glimpses of like, hell yeah, this is fucking working. And then there's more work. And this is why the middle is where most people stop. It's not because they run out of time or talent or ideas, it's because the brain's reward system is not getting the feedback it needs to stay convinced that continuing is the smart play. The motivation that was freely available at the beginning when everything was new and potential was high, it's dried up because novelty produced its own dopamine, and y'all, novelty runs out. What is left is the work without the chemical assist, the repetition without the reward spike. And the basal ganglia is the part of the brain that saves you from needing that reward spike every single time. This is the structure responsible for building automatic habit sequences, the behaviors that no longer require conscious motivation because they've been encoded as just what you do. When something becomes a habit through consistent repetition, the brain stops requiring the dopamine reward to initiate the behavior. You brush your teeth without needing to be motivated to brush your teeth because the basal ganglia automated that sequence a long fucking time ago. This is what you're trying to build in the middle. You're trying to get the work from the motivated zone into the automatic zone. but the basal ganglia needs consecutive repetitions to encode the sequence, okay? Every time you skip because the motivation is low and the results are quiet, you interrupt the encoding. You push the behavior back into the motivated zone where it requires a very fresh decision every single time, every single week, for fucking ever. The only way out of the middle is through it. Bitch, that's the secret to life. You have to go through it. Can't go around it, can't skip it, can't hack it. Stop paying for the shortcuts because they're bullshit. You have to go through it. Enough consecutive repetitions that the brain stops treating this as a decision and starts treating it as just what fucking happens on Tuesday. And your nervous system is also doing something in the middle that feels like a problem, but it's actually a sign of adaptation. The initial nervous system activation that came with the excitement of starting, it's settled. So your body's no longer producing the physiological state of high arousal that novelty generated. This feels like losing interest. It feels like your fucking passion is gone. It's neither of those things, though. It is your nervous system finding its equilibrium with new behavior. The activation was always temporary. What you're building toward is the settled state. And the parasympathetic calm of someone who does the thing because it's the thing they do, not because they are currently excited about it. The feeling in the middle is not the absence of calling. It's not the absence of your potential. It's not the absence of the mission you're stewarding for your relationship with Christ. It is the transition from inspiration to identity. Farmers do not plant seeds and stand over the ground every single morning, wondering why there's no harvest. Very simple. They plant, they water, they tend, they show up on the field in the most unremarkable days when nothing visible is happening because they understand that the most important growth in the entire agricultural process is happening underground, out of sight before anything even starts to break through the surface. The root system has to form. The seed has to crack open, and the first growth has to find direction before it ever becomes something you can see from the outside. A farmer who stops watering in that underground phase because nothing has broken through yet does not get a harvest. And it's not because the seed was bad, not because the soil was wrong, it's because the tending was withdrawn at exactly the moment the growth needed it most. Babe, that's all this is. It's like you are in the underground phase. Just the root system is forming. The seed has cracked. The growth is finding its direction. Nothing has broken through the surface in a way that has that it's become visible enough to screenshot. Okay. And you're standing over the ground wondering why you can't see shit. And you keep considering to stop the watering. Keep fucking watering. The underground work is the most important work. The breakthrough is just what happens when the underground work has been done long enough. And if we're being honest about the economy of visibility here, I think it does real damage to people who are in the middle of building shit and have no accurate reference point for what this is supposed to feel like. Social media is designed to surface the most emotionally activating content. Launches perform, milestones perform, breakthroughs perform. The in-between does not perform. There's no incentive structure on any platform that rewards you for posting day 47 of quiet, consistent work with nothing to show for it. So nobody does that, which means the only content that survives the algorithm is the content from the beginning and the end of people's journeys. And the middle, which is where we spend most of our fucking time, is essentially invisible. And people get so fucking confused on this. You've been developing your expectations about what building looks like from a feed that was just using the algorithm to remove the part of building that takes the longest and requires the most from you. You're comparing your very visible, very felt, very unglamorous, unsexy middle to a feed of other people's beginnings ends and ends. The comparison is just, it's not fair. It is built on completely false data. The middle. You guys, so many times I've been in it, multiple projects, a decade of building shit. And the only difference between the middle of the thing that grew and the middle of the thing that didn't grow is that I kept going in one and I stopped in the other. That's it. The thing that grew didn't feel different in the middle. It felt exactly like the shit that did not grow felt in the middle. Very quiet, very slow, very uncertain. I have no way of fucking knowing from the inside, the middle, what everything is going to become. And neither do you, which means the only variable you actually control is whether the fuck you're going to keep going. I've had these long stretches, you guys. No big crisis. Just I've been in a long, mundane life for since January. It's been so boring and exciting and fun all at the same time, but mostly boring. Mostly stuff that you guys can't see behind the scenes. You're like, you have three shows, you do these things. You guys, I do a lot of stuff, and there's a lot of no reaction here. I'm in a long stretch of just Tuesday, 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 day after day. You think numbers are moving the way I want them to move? Absolutely not. Even my response now is definitely thinner than I hoped it would be 3, 4 months in. And I'm doing the work without the reward signal that my brain really wants because it's been working hard. And I've asked myself the wrong questions even during the stretch, even through all my lessons. And the question I keep asking is this working? Is this working? Am I on the right path? It's easy when I'm excited about something to be like, yes, God is guiding me here. This is what I'm being called to do. Then it gets super quiet and I'm like, shit, did I misunderstand? Like, am I doing the right thing? Is this going to work? Is this working now? And because that evidence is ambiguous, the answer is just right now, if I'm being honest, I'm not fucking sure. And this whole I'm not sure is not a good state for the brain's reward system to operate in when it's trying to decide whether or not to continue. And my brain's been there for a hot minute. Like, do we keep going? It's been the same thing with my weight loss journey. I eat the same boring stuff, I do the same boring workouts. And I think I've been doing this since January. Can't I just look how I want to look now? And of course, when I look in the mirror, I'm like, oh my God, nothing's even happened. 35 pounds is a big deal. Stuff's happening. It's just what my brain's looking for. So I just keep going. And the question that really keeps me grounded on the days that I could really remember this is not to ask if this is working. It is that question of, am I called to do this? And those two questions are going to have very different answers and they require very different evidence. Is this working is going to re require that external data, the numbers, the responses, visible results. Am I called to do this requires that internal data, the settled knowing that this is the right direction regardless of the current visible return. Switching those questions makes the middle manageable for me in a way that it never used to be before. It's not about trying to read the harvest from the underground phase. Now I'm just tending. It's very unsexy. It's very unfun. I don't have a fucking formula for you. I don't have a three-step hack. I can't tell you some big massive secret. But Brandon, you're coaching people. Yeah, bitch, I'm coaching on truth. And this unsexy middle is where the magic happens. But you know, in those quiet moments when you really just turn your brain off, you know, when you're called to something, you will feel that. And you will know even when the surface isn't showing anything. So stop asking. Let's work together right now to stop saying, is this working? Let's start asking if we're called to this. The answer to that second question is what sustains you through the middle. The first question can't give you shit. It can't give you shit. This lady I had on my interview show, she published consistently for 2 years, probably, I think we talked about before her show found any traction. 2 years. And she does weekly episodes into what felt like from the inside, just mostly an empty room. And she said the hardest part wasn't the discouragement, but she felt that. It's the absence of any clear signal about whether she should keep going. And the discouragement, at least, like that feels like something. We could push up against that, right? But the silence, you guys, that silence is harder because it gives us nothing to argue with. There isn't a clear failure. There's no clear success. It's just that ambiguity of something that was neither clearly working nor clearly not working. You're in fucking limbo. And the reason she kept going is that she stopped measuring. She started measuring her own improvement instead of the metrics. She didn't look at audience growth. She tracked how much better episode 60 was than episode 10. She tracked the clarity of her message. She tracked her own ability to get herself in the recording session, even moved at this point from doing just audio to video. And somewhere in the middle of measuring the right shit, she stopped really noticing that the external metrics were moving so slow. And the minute she stops paying attention to that and she's just focused on the clarity of her message and how she could serve that one person in her audience, shit starts moving. And it's not because there's some secret strategy. It's because she kept going in the very boring fucking middle of this long enough for the compound interest of consistent reps to become fucking visible. 2 years. She kept going because she changed her perspective. What if you measured your own growth through the middle instead of your audiences? Abraham was promised descendants as numerous as the stars when he had no children. And his wife was long past the age of bearing them. He was told, this is the direction, this is what's coming, hold on. And so he waited for years. The promise was real, the fulfillment wasn't yet visible. He's in the middle, the underground phase, tending and waiting and doing what people who have been given a direction to do when the visible evidence hasn't caught up to the promise yet. He's continuing on the basis of the word rather than the current evidence. And the book of Hebrews describes it this way. By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to the place that he was to receive as an inheritance. And he went out not knowing where he was going. Not knowing where he was going, y'all. He was not navigating by some visible results. He's navigating by the word he had been given about the direction. He was in the underground phase for years in a middle that had zero evidence to offer him except the original word. And he kept tending because the calling was clearer than those current out external metrics. And guess what? The stars came, not during the waiting after, because the underground work had been done. Your middle is not the absence of the promise. It is the underground phase of the promise, and you just have to tend it. This week, I want you to change what you're measuring. Not the external metric that's moving slow, but your own growth through the middle. And write down one way you're better at this now than you were 6 months ago. One thing you know now that you did not know when you started. One rep you have added to the skill that will eventually be automatic. And commit to the next consecutive repetition. Not the whole middle, just the next step, the next one. This week's episode, this week's post, this week's showing up. The basal ganglia cannot build this automatic sequence if you keep interrupting it by skipping shit. The next consecutive repetition is the only thing you actually have to do right now. Stop asking if it's working, ask if you're called. And then act accordingly. Better today than yesterday, better tomorrow than today. That is our mission. That is our assignment. The people who build the shit you admire were in the exact middle at some point, and maybe they don't talk about it because you can't fucking monetize that. It just doesn't sell. They were in the quiet, unglamorous, unsexy, nobody's fucking watching, nobody fucking cares. Nothing breaks to the surface yet. The root system was forming underground in a way that looked from the outside like absolutely not shit's happening. The only thing they've done different than you is they kept tending. That is the entire difference between the show that grew and the show that stopped. It's not talent, you guys. It's not fucking strategy. It's not timing. It's not trending. It's not consistent. It is that unremarkable. Nobody can post about this because it really can't be monetized because it's so unfun. You commit to that. You tend until the underground work has been done long enough for the thing to break through. Respect the underground phase you're in. Respect the root system is forming. The seed is cracked. The direction is set. Not everything grows at the same time either. Don't you dare compare yourself to anybody else in this moment. We made a deal with God when we chose this. We knew the middle was going to be part of the deal. We also knew that the thing planted in good soil and tended consistently produces a crop 30, 60, 100 times what was sown. That promise is still true. It's just underground right now. I would love for you to come work with me. Check out the show notes. Tell me what day of the middle you are on. Tell me what you've been measuring that you should stop measuring and what you should start measuring instead, okay? Better today than yesterday, better tomorrow than today, and keep going. This is the part that nobody's going to talk about. It's the very unsexy podcast episode that was a necessity, okay? But this is also the part that builds everything. Go tend to your shit.